Good morning. This is Gloria and Kate with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, farmers market, pop-up cinemas, and community hall activities can organize events cheaper and easier as the Brisbane Council will cut down the permit fees for organizers. Venues will be charged from about $1,650 to $3,393 depending on the venue size. A new self-accessible event permit category is now available for events with turnouts exceeding 2,000 individuals. The fee for events between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. over a duration of 5 days or fewer is reduced to $75. While established events now have the option to apply for a new multi-year permit lasting up to 3 years to save costs. However, standard permit costs will still apply to accessible events involving outdoor music, alcohol, or road closures. The updated fees and charge will be closed in the 2022-2023 budget and published on June 14th.
A rise in the illegal trade of native Australian animals has left a remote Queensland outpost as a key location in the effort against international smugglers. Australian authorities intercepted the attempted exports of 114 native animals across 27 attempts to do so between November 22 and April 23, with native reptiles being targeted in particular. The southwestern Queensland town of Hungerford has become a hotspot for smugglers, with police vigilant for uncharacteristic vehicles.
In national news, Australian clover booster rates have slowed over the past 6 months and as a result, researchers are trying to market the vaccine in varied ways. A recent study has revealed that showcasing the non-health benefits of the booster encourages greater uptake. The communication study revealed that displaying benefits such as being able to socialize and travel were most effective in promoting the vaccine. Australians aged 18 to 29 had the lowest booster rate, with only 3.3% having received the vaccine in the past 6 months. Researchers say that with most restrictions lifted, these results should be used to inform the government's COVID messaging.
On the 1st of June, thousands of current and former students woke up to a higher debt, an index rate of 7.1% applied on HECS debts, adding thousands of dollars to the total balance at the start of the month. Unfortunately, for former students who have begun paying off their HECS, the indexation was applied to the original figure rather than the current balance. Education Minister Jason Clare said there was a good argument of changing the indexation being applied to the original debt rather than the current balance. Due to this, an average increase of $1,760 was added to student loans. Mr. Clare stated the current arrangements were better than a bank loan charging interest for a profit, indicating to the fact that if the total debt goes up, repayments do not, as they are tied to your wage band. The current average HECS debt is $24,000, taking the average student 10 years to pay off.
In international news, an Australian woman who survived a bus crash in Italy was offered a $16 meal voucher for the inconvenience. Sydney woman Sinead Curry was in a bus traveling across Italy early on Sunday morning before it crashed and went off the road near the town of Avellino near Naples. Ms. Curry said that she had contacted the bus company after the incident, only receiving a 10 euro meal voucher for the inconvenience and only being allowed to retrieve luggage 9 hours after the fact.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy and a little wet. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.